Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out to a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work hard for your money, but you're now sick and tired of that, you're ready for your money to start working harder for you so you don't have to work so hard for it. So you can have the life, the freedom, the cash flow, and the prosperity today, not someday, not 30, 40 years from now, but right now, to have that life to be able to do what you want, when you want, with those that you want, and especially with those that you love. So I welcome you guys out here today. I appreciate you guys sharing the show and making this a part of your life, and I appreciate that you allow me into your ears, your homes, your cars, or wherever you are right now. Definitely a great shout out to you guys because you're the reason, because you're not just here to create more wealth for yourself. You're actually here because you want to create a difference in others' lives too. It's not just about financial prosperity for you and freedom for you, but it's also about taking that freedom and turning around and using those resources to bless more lives. And so I'm proud to call you guys Ripplers. So today I got a great show for you. In fact, it's a show that oftentimes even my own clients I know that they're going to eat up. They're going to love, because so often people will say, all right, I'm deploying my cash, but how do I get more? How can I create more leverage with what I have? And so we're going to talk about today about how to actually get private money, how to actually get that money that allows you to create more leverage and do what the banks actually do too, to create massive wealth fast. And so today I've got a special guest, Jay Connor from North Carolina here. I met Jay, actually part of our mastermind group that we have, a collective genius group, a real estate group, and it's got some great people there. And Jay definitely stands out as not only someone who's brilliant, but someone with a heart of gold. You know, I'll give you a little bit of background on Jay here. He's been buying and selling houses for 14 years in a small town of just 40,000 and profits averaging at least 64,000 per home. He's rehabbed over 30 houses. He's been involved in over $52 million in transactions. For the last 7 years, he's completely automated his seven-figure business to where now he works in his business less than 10 years per week, or 10 hours per week. Sorry. He's consulted one-on-one with over 2,000 investors. He's raised over $2 million in capital in 90 days when he got cut off from the banks. He's also a commercial developer. He's a national speaker and best-selling author of the book, New Masters of Real Estate, Getting Deals Done in the New Economy. He's a leading expert on private money, marketing, and business development. And so, again, like I said, brilliant man with a heart of gold. So, Jay, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely, man. It's such a pleasure to have you on here. And I know every time we talk or every time we get together, it's just a hoot. So
that's for sure. That's for one thing. One thing I did pick up. I need to update my bio. I think my bio says I've rehabbed 30 houses. That should say 300, but now it's almost 400 houses. Wow. We've rehabbed. So sorry about the oops on that.
Hey, no problem. So kind of tell us, how'd you go down this path? I mean, what led you into real estate and what even led you to start doing private money?
Yeah. So I was actually raised in the housing business. My father, Wallace Connor, way back in the day, he had the largest manufactured housing or mobile home retail company in the nation up wow. into the late 80s. So I was raised, you know, in the business of affordable housing. But when we got out of that industry, I knew if I ever got out, I wanted to get into being investing in single family houses. So my wife, Carol Joy, and I, we started 15 years ago, did our first deal. And the first 5 years that I was in the business, I relied totally on banks, mortgage companies, traditional lenders to fund my deals. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I was on the phone with my banker, and And so I was talking to him. His name was Steve. And I'd had this conversation, Chris, with Steve many times. I called him up, told him I had two deals under contract, and those two deals represented over $100,000 in profit and equity. And I told him where they were located, the funds required to, you know, close the deal, and when the closing dates were. And then my lens, Steve went quiet on me, which is never a good sign when your banker or your significant other goes quiet. Mm-hmm. And he cleared his throat and he says, Jay, I'm sorry, but the bank has collapsed your line of credit. Well, I never heard of a line of credit being collapsed, but I knew it didn't sound good. I said, what do you mean, Steve? Well, right there, I was cut off with no notice. And I had a perfect credit score, never late on payments, had a five-year history with Steve in the bank. But, you know, that was 2008, 2009.
Yep.
And everybody got cut off. So my definition of coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. So I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money in less than 2 weeks of being cut off from the banks. And once I was introduced to it, I raised $2,150,000 in private money. And since that time, I haven't missed out on a deal because I didn't have the money. In fact, Chris, when I was cut off from the banks that first 12 months right after being cut off, thanks to private money, our business actually tripled. We did three Wow. times as much business that next 12 months. And it's because we had virtually unlimited funding. Right now, I've got 48 private lenders. And of course, people starting out don't need 48 private lenders. Start with one or two. Mm-hmm. But we got between $7 and $8 million that we know we just, you know, churn from house to house.
Wow. That's awesome. So now for, I know there's varying people here. There's some people have done real estate investing for a while. There's people have never done it, but are interested at least learning more. What's the difference between doing like private money versus hard money and that kind of thing?
Oh, my lands. Well, there's a huge difference between hard money and private money. So most of the time, hard money lenders are brokers of money, and they're actually raising capital from private lenders. So a private lender simply is a human being. A private lender is an individual, just like you and me, that loans money from their investment capital or from their retirement accounts. Of course, that's huge right there. We'll have to do another show and talk about self-directed IRAs. Mm-hmm. But they use investment capital or their retirement funds to loan to real estate investors. So here's the big differences. First of all, is interest rate. Right now, the average interest rate for a hard money lender across the nation is 14%. Now, it varies all over the board, but that's the average if you put them in a pile. Mm-hmm. Private lenders are averaging now being happy between 7 and 8%.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all is interest rate. Big difference. Secondly is origination fees or points,
right?
Or closing fees. Well, hard money lenders average nationwide is 4 points, or in other words, you know, you borrow $100,000, you got to bring 4 points or $4,000 to the closing table. In the world of private money, there are no points, no origination fees. Another big difference is extension fees. So if you haven't closed or cashed out your note with your hard money lender in 6 months or a year, they will extend, but what do they want? More money. So, you know, those extension fees are all over the board. I know one hard money lender charges 1 point for every extra 90 days, but the average is 2 points or 2% to extend. So you're already up to 20% on hard money. When it comes to private money, there are no extension fees. So you're still at between 7 and 8%. Another big difference is is the term, the length of the note. Most hard money lenders or notes are going to be either 6 months or a year. Private money is 2 years for investment capital, 5 years for retirement funds. Another big difference is how much money are they going to advance you when you borrow, when you purchase? Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's all over the board from 65% to 90% on hard money lenders. National average is 80%. So let's say you got a house, Chris, that's got an after repaired value of $200,000. Let's say you're going to buy that for $100,000, 50% of the after repaired value. Well, that's going to be a great deal after you rehab it. But your hard money lender is only going to loan you on average $80,000 to buy it. So you got to cough up the additional $20,000. Mm-hmm. In the world of private money, private lenders will fund 100% of the purchase price and 100% of your rehab money. So it just, you know, it's just so much easier. I mean, you know, hard money lenders are going to pull you credit. They're going to pull you credit. Private lenders never pull you credit. There's no verification of income with private lenders. So, and closing quickly is huge. You know, your average hard money lender is going to take about 3 weeks to close because they're ordering an appraisal. In this world of private money, you can literally close within 7 days. As a matter of fact, I just closed on a house last Friday, and we never heard from the seller, the owner of that property, until 7 days prior to us closing. And that's why they went with us. Another investor offered them $145,000. I offered $100,000, and they took my offer because I could close in 7 days, and they were going to lose closing on their dream home if they didn't close their house within a week. So it really puts the power in your side of the table.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, it's interesting because I know some people would be thinking, okay, why, you know, thinking from a side of being the lender, right? They'd say, well, why would I give up that 14% for 7 or 8? And I had an interesting conversation actually at our mastermind last time where we're talking about raising capital, right? And, you know, I found it fascinating that, you know, I know that myself, I would expect a higher return. I know that several of my clients would, but the average American actually balks at a higher return. In fact, they think it's a scam if you try to promise too high of an interest rate. And I've had explained this to my clients saying, hey, when you talk to if you try to talk to friends and family, for example, just to help you partner on some deals, you know, they may not want to see much more than 6 or 7%, or they'll start questioning, wondering if you're full of it, you know?
And well, that's a really good point.
There.
That's a really good point because, you know, the average certificate of deposit, a 12-month certificate of deposit is only yielding right now right at 1%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you come along and offer something really high, like 12 or 14%, it could sound too good to be true.
Right, exactly. So what kind of deals do you use private money for, and how do you set it up to do that?
Excellent question. So, you know, you don't need private money for all kinds of deals. You don't need private money if you're a wholesaler and you're just assigning that contract. You don't need private money to wholesale deals. You don't necessarily need private money if you're buying a house subject to the existing note or controlling it with lease option, or if the seller is selling it to you with seller financing, or, you know, they're taking a note back. But I tell you, I'll give you an interesting percentage or statistic, Chris. I've been in the business for 15 years, so I have reviewed thousands, literally thousands, of property lead sheets from potential sellers. I'm talking off-market, FSBOs. Mm-hmm. What I have discovered, and I've run the numbers, only 13% over all these years, only 13% of for sale by owners will sell to me creatively, okay? Mm-hmm. That means 87% require all the cash.
Right.
So here's the answer to the question. You use private money when the seller of a property is requiring all the money when you buy, right? So obviously any property that's in the multiple listing service, bank-owned properties, anything listed in the multiple listing service, they're going to require all the money. Most of your for sale by owners are going to require all the money. So it's the majority of the deals that you're going to need all the money to close. And in fact, that's why most real estate investors, you know, that's what stops them. They're going, where am I going to get the money to fund the deals? In fact, Chris, I use private money alongside of buying a house subject to the existing note if it needs some rehab. Now, if it's a pretty house and it doesn't need any rehab, I don't need any private money. But if it needs some repairs or I want to do some renovations, I can buy a house subject to the existing note where, you know, the seller will agree for me to start making their mortgage payments. And then I can borrow, say, a little bit of money, like $20,000, $25,000 or something from a private lender and put that in a second position or a junior lien position and use that money for rehab, marketing costs, et cetera. What I want to be careful about, though, and advice to your audience is don't borrow more than 75% total loan to value, because you want to protect your private lenders. So let's say you got a $200,000 after repaired value. Let's say you got an underlying mortgage of $125,000 that's in place right now. Well, I wouldn't want to borrow more than $25,000 in that case, because 125 plus 25 is 150, which would be 75% of the after repaired value.
Right. That's great. That's great advice. In fact, I know that's what a lot of people worry about. And I've seen a lot of people lately that should go in and fix up a property, and they'll take hard money lender's money, and they'll be paying high interest rates and high points. And then, you know, next thing you know, the value is not where it needs to be after they've put the money into it. It's not even close. And then they're basically losing money on a deal.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's great advice. So, I mean, is there really money out there to find? I mean, are there really private lenders out there that are willing to give money like this? Because I know that's the one thing that everybody asks me. They say, Chris, okay, that sounds great, but who has the money? Where's the money?
Yeah. Well, a good friend of mine is one of the principals in a very, very large self-directed IRA company. And I was visiting with him just a few weeks ago. According to his research right now, there's approximately $25 trillion of potential private money in the United States. And here's why. People have got cash sitting on the sidelines and they don't know what to do with it. Now, as of your show today, Chris, the Dow Jones is doing fantastic. I mean, it's like right at 26,000 is the Dow as of your show today. But, you know, the stock market is very volatile and the piper's going to get paid sooner or later, and there will be another correction. And so the older our private lenders are, the less time they have to live through another correction, right?
That's right.
So our older private lenders absolutely love it. That the way we do the program is the principal remains the same until cash out. So we actually pay or accrue interest-only payments. That way, the lender knows exactly what their return is going to be. Like if, you know, if I'm paying 8% and they loan me $100,000, they know they're going to earn $8,000 this year if I use the money for the full length of the term. And of course, they'll get all their principal back when we cash out. But in answer to your question, I mean, there's money all around everywhere. I mean, like even at my live events, if I've got 100 people in the room at my live events where I'm teaching, you know, real estate investing, I mean, I know from experience, there's millions of dollars in that room just in those 100 people just sitting on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's all there. There's no scarcity of it, right?
No scarcity. No That's scarcity.
Right. That's awesome. So I know you have a kind of a free gift for our listeners here. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So I have got an on-demand class on the internet. And what it does, it's about an hour long, and it dives really, really deep into how to get private money. I reveal the 5 steps that I've put together that I started using over 10 years ago, and I still use today, from having no private money to how you can get private money very, very quickly. And so we put together a special website or URL for your audience, Chris, and that website is www.jayconner.com/moneyripples. So one more time, www.jayconner, and I'm an E-R, not an O-R, jayconner.com/moneyripples, all one word. So that training is right there, free, waiting for your audience.
Oh, that would be awesome. I know that's... I tell you, like, that's the one thing is that if it's anybody can create leverage, you know, anything they can do to actually create more with what they have, especially if they become better and better investors. I mean, this is a perfect example of stewardship, and it's kind of the parable of the talents. If you think about it, right, from the Bible, it's, you know, how do we take that money and make more with it? And that's exactly what you're teaching. So I really appreciate that.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Chris. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I will tell you this, I know you're getting ready to sign off, and that is, you know, I appreciate you referring to me as having a servant's heart when we started out, but you know, you do too. I mean, I tell people, you know, like attracts like. I don't know who in the world was on drugs when they decided and believed that opposites attract, because I tell you, I want to hang around people that's like me. And you know what, Chris? I love hanging around you because I love your heart.
No, I appreciate it. Likewise, man.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, you know, we'll have in the show notes the link that you can check out at jayconner.com/moneyripples. You can get access to that on-demand education there. And Jay, again, thank you for your time and your generosity here today.
You're certainly welcome, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on, and I hope to see you soon at one of our mastermind meetings.
Absolutely. And everybody else, I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.